This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the UN really had an impact with world leaders. The squeeze is on, although I've been saying this, as far as Vladimir Putin is concerned, it is about squeezing the Russian economy. The more that happens and the less he can fund his war, the more chance the Ukraine has of wiggling out of this. Wouldn't that be something? And retaining their independence and their democracy, something that so many of us, I think, take for granted. Hello, everybody. This is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us on this show. I thought about this today when I was running around doing a couple of errands, and I was kind of whining. They were the kind of errands you don't want to do, you know, like the tax sort of things and bank errands and whatever. And I thought, wow, I have, like, no reason to complain. Are you kidding? I have the greatest life that I can imagine. Because I look at the images that I saw coming out of the Ukraine and that I keep seeing, and I think of those people that were just doing their thing, raising their kids, going to the grocery store, throwing a frisbee around, rooting for their team, laughing at jokes, and suddenly, in an instant, that is snapped as of February. And instead, we see these horrific pictures that show these atrocities of burned people, including children, their corpses. One just sticks with me, where you could see the fear in the person's face, and you could see that they were screaming. How do you erase that image? How do you ignore that atrocity? Bodies and just rubble lining the streets of one of their major suburban areas. I mean, seriously, these photos that are coming out of Bucha are horrible. The word is, we don't know that this count is accurate, but let's say it's close to accurate, 270 people have been buried in two mass graves. Eight corpses placed in body bags, two of them with their hands tied behind their backs. So do you think they were tortured? That wasn't a missile that hit where they were. That was intentionally going after them. It was intentionally going up to their head and pulling a trigger. I'm proud of Americans for doing anything that they can to help people in the Ukraine. Really looking at organizations and deciding, well, yeah, if I give $10, if I give $50, if I give whatever it is, will this aid reach these people? And a lot of it has. But I think of that image again of these mass graves. Oh, so sad. Awful. What if we were dealing with that? Would anyone rescue us? Right? So the Ukrainian president, bravo to him for doing what he can, talking about the uncovered bodies in some of the Ukrainian cities where the Russians were ultimately chased out of. Hundreds of people who were peaceful, who were murdered, tortured, executed on the spot. Bodies, as he said, on the street. Mines that were planted. I mean, this is atrocious. So there had to be, or there has to be, some repercussions for this. And even one of the residents was caught on camera, was asked, well, what happened? Well, I got away, but they were questioning people. They were shooting people. It's eerie is what it is. It's eerie, it's sick, it's twisted, and something has to change. And I could go on this diatribe each and every show, and I do usually at the beginning talk about what's happening in the Ukraine. We know it. We see it. We see the images. And good for Zelensky for doing whatever he can to keep that word out, that this is what's happening. This is what's really going on. This is the people buried in these mass graves. This is the torture chamber we have discovered. And is this finally the atrocities near Kyiv, is this finally what's going to fuel the massive global outrage that is maybe the point where it's too much and it is the tipping point in this war? I mean, what they're doing is they're using, the Russian forces are using what's been banned in the past, these personal mines. So it's called a Palm 3 medallion. Someone explained this to me today. It's a mine capable of killing people within a 50-foot radius. There was an international mine ban treaty in 97 that prohibited the manufacture and use of these anti-personal mines. The Ukraine was one of the 164 nations that signed the treaty. The United States and Russia have not signed it, has signed it. So mining houses, using the bodies of the killed people, trip mines, all kinds of those weapons of war are being used on this, on these people, on the Ukrainian people. More than 10 million Ukrainians have fled their homes. More than 4 million have left the country. And as a result of the war, it's being said, and I don't know that this is an accurate number, but I bet it's close, 1.2 billion people in developing nations are struggling with rising prices and other economic issues that have been aggravated by the war. It is affecting more than just our eyeballs and the humanitarian crisis and the atrocities and what we're seeing. It's troubling, 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 troubling. There's reports of torture, rape, and executions in the Ukraine. And the belief is this isn't the act of some rogue soldiers. This is what's happening. It's horrifying. So the bodies in the mass grave and the Russians leaving behind these landmines and booby traps to injure more Ukrainians. And these are going off as I speak, I'm sure. So because of that, now what's happened is the outcry for more sanctions. So really big sanctions, sanctions that that have even more power to economically cripple Russia. Because what does Russia need? They need money for the, Putin needs money for the war. So the more that you strangle what the Russians need economically, specifically, I'm going to say Putin, the more it's tougher for Russia and Putin to continue to do what they're doing, because eventually they'll just run out. They'll run out of that capital that they, that he desperately needs. Otherwise, he would have won this thing. So that's one thing. Wouldn't he have just knocked everything out right there in the beginning of February? I mean, you have to say the Ukraine is winning the information war. And now with new sanctions from the EU, ditching coal from Russia, and anything else that economically hits them, and the United States doing everything they can too, limiting investing in Russia, this, I think, will spell the end, perhaps down the line, I don't know how soon, of Putin and his atrocities in the Ukraine. Meet you on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
During the week, and I love having him on with me. Jeremy Paulson joins us for Fair or Foul. Hi, Jeremy, how are you?
Hello.
Hello. Like you said, hello. So.
Fair or foul?
After the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Fakes on a fair.
What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
It's a hard foul. All right, so maybe this is a hard foul. I don't know for you or not. In the world of now streaming, and people listening to us can relate to this, I guarantee it. I don't care if they just get Netflix or maybe they have Disney Plus for a while, because I think people switch on and off sometimes with what streaming they have. But it used to be that it seemed like you would get a whole series. So something would come on, and you'd be able to binge the whole series because it was already intact. The whole season was there, and you could just watch it. And there are still plenty of those available. But now, like Apple does this, HBO Max does this, Showtime does it, where you only get one a week. You're getting one a week, and then it's like the old television philosophy. You had to wait. They had to build up the drama, and you had to wait till the next week, the next Friday or Saturday or Wednesday. So is it foul to have to wait because we are used to binging and feasting whenever we want on a series that we've been anticipating, or is it better to have it eke out weekly?
I'm a binger, so actually when things do come out, I actually wait till the whole thing's out before I watch it all. So
it's a hard foul for you, then. That's a hard foul. So that you don't like the weekly thing, so you just let it feed in there and sit until it's done.
I have to really enjoy it, like the new Laker one, to actually watch them and wait, you know. Like, the Moon Knight just came out, and I'm going to wait till they're all out. Like, I mean, the same thing I did with the Falcon and Winter Soldier one. And
yeah, we watch a lot of the same things. The
Boba
Moon Knight
Fett one,
yeah.
I waited till it was all out.
Right, and I didn't do that. We did the weekly thing, and so what would happen is the hubs would say to me, ugh, when does that come out again? Is there a new Boba Fett yet? And he'd be, like, angry almost. Not, you know, he'd be like, when's it coming out? I don't remember. What day is it? Yeah, because we were used to the binging thing. So I agree. Since we're bingers, it's better if you can. But I'm with you on the Laker thing because I'm watching that every week. So they have sucked me into that portal of every week I'm going to watch that. But normally I do what you do.
Netflix doesn't do that. They just say there's new episodes, and then you go and there's a whole bunch of episodes.
Right. That's what I mean. So you go and you can watch. Somebody's listening. They want to watch whatever they want to watch, and they can go and watch it. And you don't have to wait for the next week. It's there. And there are others, like Amazon does that. Like I know a lot of people don't like this. They think it's too dark, but I like the show Ozark. Jason Bateman's in it,
yeah.
And Laura Linney, and just great actors. And that's what they do. Once it comes out, it's out. You're not waiting for it. You got all the episodes.
Yeah, that's what I like. Because
yeah,
I can
me
sit there
too.
For like 2 days watching.
Yeah, so foul on all these streaming services where they pull us in for the weekly programming. But we're both doing it with the Lakers thing. What is the Lakers thing called? Winning something?
Rise of the Lakers.
I think it is. Anybody listening, if you are a sports fan or
yeah,
you're a hoop fan.
Winning Time, Rise of the Lakers.
Yeah, Winning Time, Rise of the Lakers. I think it is so bloody good.
It is. I agree.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, we both like sports or enough sports. And, of course, I did sports but did basketball. And I actually interviewed Magic a couple of times. And so it's wild to kind of see this. Not when in his younger days and not with Showtime. Not when they were doing the Showtime Lakers thing, but afterwards. So that's a fun one to watch. All right, how about this? Is it a hard foul when you go to the movies, finally go to the movies, like, oh, I don't have time, I don't have the bucks, but now I'm going to see it, whatever. You go to the movies, and you get there, and you've got 35 minutes of previews. Movie previews. Fair or foul?
Fair. I love movie previews.
People hate them.
You get there
hate
early
them.
To watch the movie.
Oh, that's because you were a film major or whatever.
I'm not the person that's like, oh, you know, we have 15 minutes still because of the previews, so we don't have to be there on time. I'm the guy that's like, we got to get there like five minutes early because I want to watch these previews.
I got to see them. Yeah, I got to see them. It seems like it's too long, though. I mean, they could lop 10 minutes off that. I was with my brother and sister-in-law in Florida, and we went to see, it was called The Lost City. Sandra Bullock is in it, and, what's his name? He's a stud guy, Chad Tatum, or whatever his name is. I can never remember his name. It's not Chad Tatum.
Channing.
Yes. And there's a Brad Pitt cameo little thing in there, and it is just a... It's like the old school kind of funny romantic comedy thing. And we got there like on time. So we sat down and poof, they go into the previews. And the previews, I timed it, were 35 minutes. That is crazy.
Well,
you can eat dinner in that time.
There was probably, what, 8 of them?
Oh, like, no, there was like 800. It was ridiculous. I mean, whatever this new thing that J.K. Rowling has, they were showing that. We've seen Top Gun. Now they're doing the Top Gun Maverick. You saw that one. They're starting to go after May movies because that's like a big time for movies, right? So a lot of them were things that were coming out in May. And then here's what happens. And the whole time while you're watching the previews, the other people you're talking about that you don't like, where you want to get there before the previews, they're trickling into the theater. Wait, we have 10 minutes of previews, so we can hang outside. We can smoke a cigarette, or we can go eat something or go have a drink, because now they have bars at theaters.
Yeah.
So it's just funny.
That's so you. You're going to have a drink before you go.
Yeah. No. No, are you kidding? Because then what happens when you have to use the restroom, and that's, of course, when there's the best part, and you're going to crawl over people to go do that. That's annoying. So
I would have thoroughly enjoyed the 35 minutes.
Yeah, 35 minutes. And here we go, another preview. Because we're going to show you something again. Let's show you something again. All right, so we disagree on that.
Totally fair.
Totally foul. Trying on clothing or just guessing? Because now we went through COVID and you couldn't try on clothing. Now I think you can try it on in a lot of places. But do you always try? Like, you got to get some shorts. Summer's coming up, so you're like, oh, man, they have a sale at wherever. You go there. Are you all over the place trying on every pair of pants?
No.
That you just guess. You guesstimate.
No, I don't guesstimate because you know your size. I just buy my size, take it home.
Really?
And then if it doesn't fit or I don't like how it fits, you can always bring it back.
Oh.
The return policy.
That seems ridiculous, though.
Why?
So I'm just, because if you try it on, then you look in the mirror, you like it, then you don't have to do that nonsense of taking it back.
Exactly.
You have to take
it
back.
It.
Right, but that's because you tried it on before you left the store, rather than, that's a guy thing. I think it's a guy thing, because...
Is it that hard to go back to the place?
Unless, yes.
I mean, I get it unless it's, like,
oh,
super
it's
far
pain.
Away, but it's not that hard. Like,
and there's people lined
like,
up.
Like, there's a Target two blocks from my work, so if I bought it from there on my way home from work, I would just go back there.
And you're the person I want to strangle. You're in line trying to get something, and there's the person in front. I'm taking these pants back, and then this shirt doesn't fit, and I don't like this logo on it. And will you take it back? Well, where'd you have the receipt? Do you have the receipt? Oh, I don't have the receipt. Well, let me see. Pull up your bank again. And everybody in line, you can see the steam flying out of their head and thinking, why didn't you just try it on the first place?
Well, that's why they have customer service line. So you're not in line.
Well, hopefully. Some stores don't have that. So, yeah, we disagree on that. If I can try it on, because you know what? Sizes don't always fit that way. Clothes are weird.
I agree.
They're cut different. Like, you don't have a set size. I don't think you have a set size because of manufacturers, how they put clothes together. It's not the same from place to place.
I totally agree. I just disagree that you can't take 15 minutes to go back to return it. Like, that's not that hard of an issue.
We disagree. Foul. You're the annoying guy. Oh, there's that guy. What's his name? Paulson. I heard him say his name. He's trying to find all his information. Oh, now it's been 25 minutes. I could have had a drink if I was in line. Don't they serve drinks?
What's her name? Delaney. Yeah, she's mad about trailers and she's not here. We're supposed to meet and watch this movie, and she's not here. I want to go in there and watch the trailers, but she's not here yet.
So then you just go in and you scream the name out. Hey, I'm up here. I'm over here. And annoy everybody else. Can you see me? And then you put your hands up, or you put your iPhone light up, and you start waving it like you're at a concert. All right, that was pretty good. Fair or foul, Jeremy Paulson. I like to make people wait, and I like to go see trailers right from the very start. Oh, I can't wait to see who you date next. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. and its European allies will impose stiff new sanctions on Russia on Wednesday. The sanctions include a ban on new investments in Russia. The joint action also includes toughened sanctions on Russia's financial institutions and government-owned enterprises. Meanwhile, the Defense Department is sending Ukraine an additional $100 million worth of military equipment. Authorities say one person is dead in Georgia and another in Texas amid damaging storms, high winds, and tornadoes around the South. Forecasters said the storms Tuesday were just the start of what could be 2 days of violent weather in the region. More than 50,000 homes and businesses were without power Tuesday night from eastern Texas to South Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News. Tiger Woods will once again be teeing off at the Masters. Reporter Lance Pry has the details.
Sounds like Tiger Woods got his groove back. The five-time Masters champ announced Tuesday that he expects to tee it up at Augusta on Thursday. It would be his first official event since suffering severe damage to his legs in a terrible auto accident in February of 2021. Quoting Tiger, he said, "As of right now, I feel like I'm going to play." End quote.
The chief executive of Warner Media is leaving the company. Jason Kilar shared a memo with staff on Tuesday saying his exit will correspond with the pending merger between Warner Media and Discovery. Kilar wrote about the gratitude he has for his team, the company, and the mission. And 18-year-old Olena Sadovska, a Ukrainian immigrant, climbed her way to $12,500 in support of her native country after she walked a stair climber for 24 hours at her local gym. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Joins us this time around in Author's Corner, and you know, he's got so many interesting books and publications. A couple of them: The Myths of the Dinosaurs, Alternative History, What If JFK Didn't Die, and Oh, I'm So Fascinated by Elvis Presley. And this is the latest, greatest, you know, think of history, Elvis Presley when he died. David, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You and I had a fabulous conversation. We really did, about Elvis Presley. It made me think all kinds of things that day. I was like, wait, maybe this, what if we turned things around and he lived a different life? So tell us, first of all, what it's about and how you came to decide you were going to write this.
Okay. The storyline is pretty straightforward in one sense, which is I took the concept from all of these Elvis is alive conspiracy kind of things that would show up in newspapers and, you know, on the internet. And I said, okay, why don't I take it to a logical conclusion? What if Elvis was alive? And then I wanted to look at whether or not Elvis would be a kind of person who would actually be willing to try and fake his own death. Okay. I started with the premise that Elvis was really sad about what his life had turned into. And from there I said, how would he have to escape? And what would be the pivotal moment, the fulcrum that would get him there? And from there I took it to its natural logical conclusion. I had to put him in a place where he would be able to escape his life and be completely hidden away and be actually able to live a life that he really wanted to live, which was to be an ordinary Joe. And so I take that story and I say, how do I flip that around? And one of the only ways that I could think of that he could do that is if he disappeared into something like the Amish or into, you know, some other kind of religious group that was kind of like sequestered from the rest of the world. And so I took that concept and I said, well, Elvis has a historical line through his mother where he was Jewish. And by, at least by Jewish standards, he's Jewish. And, you know, we're a matrilineal, religion. So I took it all the way back to his great, great, great grandmother, Nancy Burdine, who came to the United States from Lithuania, I think it is in 1801 or something like that. And then I created a storyline that goes, through there. I also take another line, and I take that line from his European side, which did not actually come over. And I meld those two stories together, and I do a historical run-up to Elvis's life. The European side of the story becomes really important because it goes into a Holocaust story in which one of the people that he ends up meeting in a Las Vegas hotel pulls him aside and says, your relative was responsible for my family dying. And that is the fulcrum that gets Elvis into deciding that this is it. I'm done. I have a real reason to leave this life. I have spirituality that I can't seem to manage to explore. And he goes back to this rabbi that he had grown up with in the apartment building that he lived in Memphis. He lived either below or above. I'm not real sure, to be honest with you. And I take it from there, and he goes back and visits that rabbi, and they come up with a plan to get him out of Graceland and get him up into Brooklyn, where he becomes a Cantor, an Orthodox Jew, and lives for 35 years with his wife, thinking that she doesn't even know that he is Elvis Presley. That's the story in its bottom line.
Yeah, can you imagine? Yeah, wow.
Right. So he gets discovered, though, quite by accident, because he moved, his next-door neighbor, who's a New York Daily News hotshot reporter, you know, and he's predicated on being like a Mike Francesa or a Pete Hamill type of guy, and he's gardening next door, to be honest with you, and Elvis is sitting in front of his porch, and he's listening to an Elvis tape, and Elvis starts singing along with him, and Stanley, the reporter, puts A and B together and realizes that he is, in fact, Elvis Presley. Now comes the real problem for him, which is, what do I do? First of all, what if he's not? And then if he is, I got a great story, but what do I do with it? So he confronts Elvis. Elvis admits it. Elvis says, okay, please don't tell this story until I'm dead, because this will upset the whole apple cart. I've got, you know, children and grandchildren, and I have a whole new life with my wife. And Stanley goes, what, are you crazy? This is the biggest story that ever hit, you know, my desk. And Elvis says to him, no, I'm going to die. I'm dying of pancreatic cancer. I maybe have 3-4 months to live. I'll give you the whole story. Just hold on to it till afterwards. And Stanley agrees. And Stanley then enters into a series of conversations with him where Elvis explains the Elvis side of the story all the way through. And at the very end of that story, Stanley comes up with this idea of maybe Elvis would like one last shot at being in the public view. Maybe he really, after 35 years, maybe still there's this little seed inside of him that really wants one last shot. And Elvis already is very old and he's very sick. And he says to Elvis, in essence, what would happen if you had, you know, like one last shot? Did it ever occur to you that you maybe, would you do it even? And Elvis in laughs and says, what are you kidding? You know, we're two old men here just talking about this. It's a nonsensical thought. I gave it up 35 years ago. And Stanley being very, you know, being a reporter and knowing everybody, arranges for him to be the last act at the Grammys at Madison Square Garden. And the last act meaning that, you know, at the end of the Grammy show, they generally have these super bands where all they get together and they do a bunch of songs at the end. And then when the super bands are all finished, they stop and they say, we have one more guest. And Elvis comes out onto the stage. He looks like an Orthodox Jew with the fringes and the yarmulke. And he's walking with a walker. And he walks across the stage. No one knows who he is. He gets onto a stool. They hand him a guitar. And he starts to sing. And now everybody knows that something weird is happening. And then all of a sudden he gets all this energy and he jumps up and he starts singing, you ain't nothing but a hound dog, and you know, whatever. And it's an amazing transformation. He has all this life. He's energy. He's strutting around the stage. And Elvis is obviously Elvis, and the band members all come forward and they start singing with him, and the press comes running up and they're taking pictures, and he does four songs and then the lights go out and Elvis is done, and you hear the typical Elvis has left the building, and Elvis and his wife escape into some van in the basement of a Madison Square Garden, and they go upstate and to a motel, and Elvis passes away for real.
Wow. Wow. What an incredible imagination you have. We have a couple minutes left, but why do you think we're so fascinated by Elvis Presley?
Well, because he was bigger than life.
Yeah.
I know for myself that even though I was not a big Elvis fan, I loved his music. And when he passed away, I was driving on the highway and I actually had to pull over. It was an upsetting moment in time. And the fascination with him was because here's all this talent. And I think we have the same thing. You know, we look at things at all these great people who suddenly pass away very early in their life and we say, what could have been? And I think what could have been for Elvis would have been total destruction if he had continued down this path. So I wanted to bring him into another path, the path of not self, total self-destruction, but the path of happiness, all the things that he really wanted. And he gets the best of both worlds in the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. If people want to find out more about you, David, where can they go and find out all these great things that you're working on?
Well, they can go to my author's page on Facebook, where I have my two books right now posted on there. Uh-huh. And the book is available on Amazon and in Barnes & Noble. And it will be a audiobook on Audible very shortly. And it's in Publishers Weekly. And there's going to be a lot more, hopefully, a lot more exposure for it.
I love it. David Friedman, it's always a delight to talk to you. Wow, my mind is still just playing back that story of Elvis at Madison Square Garden. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right.
well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out, just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, what a treat. We get to take you to Singapore on this show. Some of you have been there. Some of you may be listening to us, in fact, in Singapore. We have quite a few people that actually do. G.C. So is with us. He's written a book called Number One Chicken, The Strangest, Funniest Manhunt on the Equator. And he's got such an interesting background, and he and I share a love of facts. So this is going to be fun to talk to him. GC, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
So we talked off the air, and, you know, you've been a lawyer for 40 years, family law, and you said something interesting to me. You look at all the facts, and no matter what, you go where the evidence leads. Well, that's pretty refreshing, I have to say. So in your practice, and now what you're putting in this book, so much of it revolves around facts. Is that why you wrote the book?
Yes, that's why I wrote the book. I was intrigued by how people handle facts. Facts, unless you can calculate things in a mathematical way, facts almost always come incomplete. And when you handle facts, you process facts in a certain way to come to the truth. The truth does not sit on a shelf nicely wrapped with a label called truth, and you can just take the package and for immediate use. the truth is always arrived at in a rather messy way, unless you can calculate it mathematically. And therefore, and to make things worse, facts are usually incomplete. And you have to process these incomplete facts and arrive at a certain inference or conclusion, and you arrive at the truth. So I am intrigued by people processing facts, and I see very often people processing facts in their own way. Two persons can see the same or come across the same facts and come to different conclusions. To make matters worse, of course, facts are incomplete. And many people, even if they process all the facts, they avoid the truth because the truth hurts. So they would rather not see the truth, and that's the problem. First, you got to process the facts correctly, take in all the facts, and if the truth comes out, you have to accept the truth. So that is what I see that is needed in the world today.
Yeah, in the book, Number One Chicken, The Strangest, Funniest Manhunt on the Equator, I love that title. So you say it, The Strangest, Funniest Manhunt on the Equator. Give us an example of what we can find in your book. What do you talk about specifically in your book?
Okay, processing facts properly and seeking the truth is the theme of the book. How I arrived at the title is, of course, the word chicken in the English language implies cowardice. So, chicken in the title refers firstly to cowardice. What about number one? Number one is, well, there are many characters in the book that are chickens. But at the end of the book, I award one person the number one title, which I reveal in the last sentence of the book. A chicken also refers to a fictitious restaurant in the book, also called Number One Chicken, where the characters go there for their meals. And chicken refers to a third item, which is a very popular dish in Singapore called chicken rice, or more precisely, Hainanese chicken rice. The rice is very fragrant and the chicken is white in color, which is highly unusual. I've not seen a white chicken dish anywhere in the world. So any visitor to Singapore ought to try this dish.
Sounds good to me. I think I could have some right now in this conversation, that's for sure. And when people pick up this book and they read it, GC, what do you hope they walk away with? What do you hope they take out of reading your book? Which, by the way, there's some funny moments in it, so there's some fun in this book, but what do you hope they take away?
Okay, I hope they, after reading the book, will reflect on the way they process facts and arrive at the truth. Because I see it again and again, people in every country, all over the world, they process facts in a very selective manner, which is unsatisfactory, and they even avoid the truth. And they don't just do it once. It's almost habitual. They process facts the same way, each time, every time, in an almost mechanical, robotic way. So I would hope people will be more open-minded when they process facts. When they see certain facts, please take in all the facts. Please process all the facts properly without biases and arrive at the truth. For me, I would go where the facts take me. I will go where the evidence takes me, even if at the end of the road I arrive at the wasteland. I would go to the wasteland first, and if I think I need to turn the wasteland into a garden, I would do so. I would not pretend that the wasteland is a garden, because then I would not have done anything to the wasteland. So I hope people, after reading the book, would reflect on the way they process facts and seek the truth. Because in my work, seeking the truth is an everyday thing. I think of this all the time, every day, even in weekends, even in the early hours of the morning. So that's important.
Absolutely. So the hashtag for this book is Seeking the Truth. GC
yes.
So, I love it. Number One Chicken, the strangest, just funniest manhunt on the equator. You can get that book on Amazon, BNN, and wherever great books are sold. You and I are playing on the same team. We absolutely, I love the facts, and you're right. Let the facts speak for themselves, and this book will just nail that for you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And we finish with storms, sanctions, and shots. Let's start with sanctions. The U.S. and the EU are going to impose some more sanctions against Russia. That's retaliation for these war crimes. We've been talking about this, and it was just hours after President Zelensky from the Ukraine called on the U.N. to punish Russia for the alleged war crimes, the bodies that were strewn around the streets, the people that they found that were burned and looked as though they had been shot point blank in the head. So what those stiffer sanctions will be are going to be released. All right, let's go to shots. Shots are about Tiger Woods. What kind of shot making is going to come up at Augusta this time around? You think of 2019 when he won another green jacket and all the championships he's won, but just sticking with Augusta, the hallowed grounds and the great game of Tiger Woods and how he contained that course after he had that horrific car accident. I think the thought was, boy, we may never see him again in another major, and he's worked hard to get back to that point. He came for practice rounds, said he would decide later in the week. He had some great practice rounds, and I think that was enough for him to decide, okay, I can do this, and you can bet people will be following Tiger Woods when he tees off on Thursday. And yes, there's some other incredible golfers that are part of that field, but whenever Tiger Woods is involved, especially if it's about a comeback story for him, I think he'll probably have the biggest crowds that will be out there on those grounds. And storms, one person dead, severe storms smashing in the south, tornadoes were reported in Alabama and Mississippi. I know a lot of you listening to the show live there. I heard you. I got your emails about it. And, I mean, it was nasty on Tuesday. There were hailstorms with the size of golf ball kind of hail and winds that just wreaked havoc with so many people. In eastern Texas, a 71-year-old man died when storm winds toppled a tree onto his house in White House, which is about 100 miles southeast of Dallas. And they're still assessing in Alabama and other places the impact of at least one confirmed tornado. That's it for this show. Thank you so much for listening. As always, make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.